All right, so thank you so much for asking about the idea of marketing as ministry. This is one of my favorite ideas. It changed everything for me when I started thinking of marketing in that way, rather than marketing as conversion optimization, or marketing as ministry. So if I'm in all of my marketing, I want to serve, I want to bless, and let go. And yes, I invite, of course, in my marketing, of course, but I don't hold tightly to they got to buy or otherwise it's a failure or something like that. It's like, no, I'm blessing. And I continue doing market research and I continue making better offers and et cetera. But I always, content is part of marketing. Content is definitely ministry. So the question here is, yet, if one doesn't have much of an audience, right, how do you connect to the energetic circuit of the service itself, right? You're like, otherwise you're like shouting into the wilderness, right? Shouting into the void, right? Even though we try not to be attached to results or take it personally, it's when is the time to pivot or give up? How can you know? I love the question. It's such an important question for so many of us. Whether or not we're just starting out in our business or years in, and we've been fighting the good fight and still having some issues of reciprocity from the audience, right? Because it's like a bad relationship, right? It's like you give and give and the other person isn't giving back. It's like, are you there? Right? That you're literally asking that the person, are you there? Are you present? Are you emotionally available? You're asking your audience that. Are they there? So, yeah, and it makes me emotional because it's the path that all of us take as solopreneurs, in the beginning. Unless we're lucky to have inherited an audience. Some people are lucky. I wasn't lucky. I had to start from ground up, claw my way to the top kind of thing. No, love my way to the top kind of thing. But so here are my thoughts on this, right? In the beginning of content distribution, it is, someone else has said, playing ball by yourself. It's like the kid who like is like, playing a ball on the street corner by themselves, like, everyone's driving by, like, that's kind of a weird kid, right? or like you said, shouting into the wilderness, or you're at the mountaintop and you have had a peak experience or multiple peak experiences. You know something, you've climbed the mountain and now you're trying to teach from the mountain and you have to shout really loud and still people can barely hear you because you're up there. So that's actually a good analogy. I'm going to continue on with that. What we need to do, therefore, is to come, if we can either build a house at the top and just practice shouting creatively and loudly and yodeling and eventually someone will like, what someone, I heard a yodel up there. Let me go to the top, and then they'll come back down the mountain and tell their friends, and then they'll go to the top. So eventually some it does work for some people in that way. They have to be extremely patient and be like essentially guru in a cave kind of situation. Most of us, though, we get energized by serving people sooner. And so what we need to do is, guess what? Come down a little bit from the mountain. I mean, you could literally go all the way down the mountain to the riverside where there are lots of people playing by the riverside. And then you could start connecting with those people and sharing with them your message. And they'll be like, oh, I never, there's something cool up on the mountaintop. Sure. And a few people will decide to then take the journey with you up to the top. Right? Or same analogy, you can come partway down the mountain, right? And and now you don't have to shout as loud, and the people at the river can hear you better. And what I mean by that is you don't have to, like, if you feel like going down all the way to the river among the people and talking to them is kind of like selling your soul, you don't get to do the work you love, you have to, like, do the thing that you don't want to do, then of course you're not going to be energized to do it. So you kind of have to be part way up the mountain a little bit. It's like, I can still feel the fresh air up here. And yet I can still share my message and some of the people are going to hear me and come up, which means you have to have enough people hearing you. So this is really a matter of content distribution, right? So a couple things. One is, are you running social media ads to get the message in front of enough people enough times for people to go, wait, I think I've heard you. I think I heard your voice before, but I never paid attention. And now I'm going to listen closely because I'm kind of liking your voice now. And I like your voice, but I didn't understand what you just said. Let me hear the third time I hear it. Okay. Now I'm hearing it in. So it's a matter of content distribution. And number two, it's also a matter of content resonance. So this is where I urge you to go back to the three stages of content creation. Okay, what I mean by this is stage one, you're just sharing ideas. You think what you're saying is resonant, but it's not for you to say, it's for them to say. Your job is to try saying a lot of different things. It's their job to go, I liked thing number 12 and thing number 34. It might take you 34 times, 34 different experiments before you have two of them do better, right? Than the other 32 that didn't do so well, that barely anyone liked it. But two out of those 34 got, 20 likes. Then you let those, and those are the three stages of content. Stage one, you like try 34 different things. You put 34 different messages out there. Stage two, right? You look at the two or five or 10 that did better and you go, got it. What's the pattern here? How can I lean into saying more about those things, framing it more in that way? And then stage three is you go, you know what? I understand now. I've done enough stage two items where I can now package those things into an offer, a program, a book, a course, a retreat, a workshop, a webinar. Stage three is where you package together the stuff that worked best. And now you are rightly receiving money back, receiving participation, lots of participation back. So I hope this is helpful as an encouragement to keep going, because for sure you have something valuable to offer. But the question is, have you tried different ways of doing it so that you can notice what gets more reciprocity than the others? And this is true whether you're talking about platform. Should you try Threads? Should you do YouTube? Should you do Facebook ads? And also in terms of topic and framing of the topics. So I hope this is helpful.